This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Two teenagers were found dead on the Greek island of Samos after a quake rattled Greece and Turkey, an emergency official said Friday. They are among at least four who died in a major 7.0 magnitude earthquake that struck off the coast of western Turkey Friday, the U.S. Geological Survey said. The quake was felt from Istanbul to Athens, Greece, and hit close to the Turkish resort city of Izmir, which has around 3 million residents. The USGS said the quake registered about 9 miles away from Greece's Aegean Sea island of Samos. Friday, French police overpowered a man after he threatened police officers with two knives in a southwestern district of Paris, police sources said. The source told Reuters no one has been injured. A 47-year-old man is in custody in the investigation into an attack by a Tunisian man who killed three people in the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice. France heightened its security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Anti-France protests continued in Dhaka, Bangladesh, as anger rises among thousands of Muslims. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Activists march in the Bangladeshi capital after the French president's vow to continue the right to portray the Prophet Muhammad continues to roil the Muslim world. The protesters burned an effigy of Emmanuel Macron during the march. The protests come amid rising tensions between France and Muslim-majority nations, which flared up earlier this month when a young Muslim beheaded a French schoolteacher who'd shown caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in class. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
If you'd like to read more on these or any of our stories from today, please visit voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Poland's capital prepares for a mass demonstration Friday against a court ruling that would ban almost all abortions. Crowds of protesters are expected to defy coronavirus restrictions and risk contagion to join the demonstration in Warsaw. Security is expected to be tight following some clashes between protesters and far-right activists in 9 consecutive days of protests. Millions more people in northern England face stricter coronavirus rules next week, the government said Friday, as it perseveres with a localized response to the surging case rates. Starting Monday, nearly 2.4 million residents in 5 districts of West Yorkshire, including the city of Leeds, will be barred from socializing with other households indoors. The move means more than 11 million people, or about a fifth of England's population, will be under the tightest restrictions starting next week. Most of the areas in the, quote, very high, end quote, category of the government's 3-tiered COVID alert system are in northern and central parts of the country. Nottingham became the latest city to enter the highest tier Friday. Fans flooded into a baseball stadium in Japan that will host Olympic events next year as officials tested virus prevention measures Friday with their eyes on the delayed games. The experiment will see 3 daily matches played at the 32,000-seat Yokohama Stadium with 80% to 100% of seats filled, an exception to government guidelines that sports venues should operate at half capacity. Engineers have installed dozens of high-resolution cameras and sensors across the stadium to monitor mask wearing and the movements of excited fans, while CO2 detectors will be used to measure crowd density. An official in charge of the project says the data will be fed to Japan's Fugaku supercomputer, the world's fastest, for analysis. 2 lesbian couples have tied the knot in a mass wedding held by Taiwan's military in a historic celebration with their peers. Taiwan is the only place in Asia to have legalized same-sex marriage, with more than 4,000 such couples marrying since the legislation passed last year. Friday's wedding, which included 186 mixed-sex couples, was the first time since same-sex couples have been wed and celebrated at a military ceremony. Army Lieutenant Chen Ying-Chuan, who wore a rainbow wristband while marrying her partner, said the Taiwanese military was open-minded and, quote, in matters of love, everyone will be treated equally. Major Wang Yi wore her officer's uniform and carried a pride flag while her wife wore sneakers under her dress. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.